a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, April the 25th, with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the lovely Sarah Ann Lucas, otherwise known as Bird.
I was going to do it then.
What are you going to do?
When you went, and it's with me, and I was going, and it was with me, Sarah Ann Lucas, Bird and a Bike.
You can do that as well.
Well, we'll have to plan it now, next week.
Plan it?
We've
been doing this show 9 years. When did Planet ever come into it anywhere?
Can I just say, what you don't realise is that I've got a show and I plan mine, I've got guests, I write
a script. She plans it to within an inch of its life.
It's beautifully produced, you know, and I come on here and I've got no idea, I fly by the seat of my pants, it's hilarious.
Nor have I.
I love it. How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I've had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson, and she says, got in a bit late to the party. She said, but I managed to catch the house buying conversation. Really, really interesting. Upturning prices too, and property in my area on the market.
So, I know. She was live on the live streaming, and this is what's brilliant. When I'm in doing the live streaming, I've got people talking to us as well.
Yeah.
And we're on the radio. It's amazing, aren't we?
Yeah, it's good.
Good.
Jules wants to know if my bins have been emptied.
Have they?
Eventually.
Good.
They were late, mind.
Are you really at that stage?
What?
Where you're watching your bins.
Yeah. You're damn right.
Oh, my goodness. It's like when somebody says they bought something from Marks and Spencer's and all other shops are available, and then they say it washes well. Yeah. And I look at them and go, I'm not entering into that conversation with you. No. Let's not do bin talk.
The pants are quite good.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I've had a tweet from Andrew Knott of the FSB. He says, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, can we have a shout-out, please? If you'd like to learn more about joining the Federation of Small Business, you can call me on 07747 114627. That's 07747 114627. Or probably easier is to follow him on the Twitter, aknott20, AKNOTT20.
We've got lots of people saying we're having a great show. Thanks, guys, you're doing a great job. Mm. They're funny.
I know. Easily pleased, aren't they?
Well,
which is lucky, really.
To
be fair,
time. It
is lucky. I'll tell you what, Bird, have you got an email to read?
Oh, only because you know you've got me giving me long ones here. Okay, we've got Alan Jones returns to host Leeds Castle Classical Concert. Let's go. Mm. Heritage events, the organiser.
I haven't been to that for ages. I used to go every year.
I've never been.
Have you not? It's really good fun.
Let's do it. Let's get a picnic.
You know all that, yeah.
Flying chickens.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Oh,
what, real chickens?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rubber chickens.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Alan is
hosting. You had a going for a minute there. What? You get food and everything.
Do they cook them before they yeah.
Heritage Events, the organisers of the Leeds Castle Classical Concert, are pleased to announce that Alan Jones, MBE, will be hosting the iconic event for the second year running on Saturday, the 8th of July. There's a spring saver offer available until the 30th of April. Picnic-style tickets are £39 and seated are £50. So please visit leedscastleconcert.co.uk for tickets and more information. Get there.
This is what you were laughing at earlier. I've just seen it. Chris Pollard has put a photograph up of a pink tutu.
Yeah, but more to the point, what is he doing getting up at this hour of the day?
Well, I happen to know. I happen to know because I've just had a tweet from his good lady wife. Yeah.
He and his good lady wife, Miriam. Live radio?
No, yeah, but Miriam, he says, I'm listening in, wishing you all a great Business Bunker show. Bird on a Bike, brilliance, and all the guests on the Bunker show, I'm listening up my mountain. So Miriam's in Turkey. Miriam's listening in Turkey, and Chris is laying around in bed.
He is. So, I had a meeting with him last week. He's having a lovely, relaxing time, Miriam.
Miriam, you're listening. He's not got up, love. He's still in bed at lunchtime. Have a word. You can't escape, funny. Chris.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. What's this about? And only because it's so dear to my heart, but Asperger's in the workplace, Paul.
Mm.
We've got a tweet about it. It says at Blitz Solutions at Supply My Bees, hashtag BeeBunker. They've got a blog for Kent Business Radio about Asperger's. Be interesting. Do you know what that is?
Why, Asperger's?
No, I know what that is. I didn't know if you knew anything about that, why we got something on there. No?
Yes, I do, because I put it there.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
The blog is written by Ben Leach, and Ben runs an IT company in Medway, and he suffers from Asperger's.
Oh.
And he used to work for another big company, and he was severely bullied and intimidated and made fun of because of his Asperger's while he was working. And he felt the only way that he could have a job doing something that he's good at and liked was to work for himself. But, of course, there are lots of issues for him in terms of working for himself. And one of the things that he's found really difficult to deal with because of Asperger's is his customer service. Yeah, he finds it difficult to interact at a level with people. And therefore, he's in. If people don't know, they just think he's being rude. Do you know what I mean? You know, if they ring and try and get something done, the way that he answered the phone or whatever was putting people off. So he's had to learn to adapt to that and to find ways around that as an issue. And he's done incredibly well. And the blog is a very interesting. It's not a long blog. It's a very short blog. But it's an interesting blog written by someone that does suffer from Asperger's and has had issues with that and has overcome them in some respects in terms of what they do.
It's really interesting because, you know, my son's autistic and he's just got back from exactly. We've talked about this a lot, haven't we, about being in employment and being autistic and how the employer deals with it and how you deal with it as well as an employee. Yeah. And he's going to write a blog about this and just the most simplest things that we all go, what's the problem? Mm. And he is in absolute turmoil. And I just said, look, just write it down, make it really simple. And he's like, Mum, I really think I'm going to do this. I said, do it, because we need to learn as much as you've got wisdom to share about what we need to do to be able to support and love and guide you. So it's brilliant.
Absolutely. Interesting, we have a Sunday morning show at 9 o'clock, the Jack Bethel show. And Jack, bless
him. I love him.
Jack is so fabulous, and he's autistic. He won't mind me telling you. But he's absolutely immense. He's absolutely immense. He sits there and he'll go, this is Fleetwood Mac, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. It was recorded at the Pinewood Studios at 9:15 on the 17th of July 1963. It was a rainy morning, and people think he's reading it off a screen.
He's not. He's
brilliant. He knows. He just knows it.
But what we've given him, because we had it at the Christmas dinner, didn't we? Yeah. And I was sat next to him. He's going, bird, da-da-da-da-da. It's given him an absolute purpose and an absolute love for life.
Yeah, yeah. He adores doing the radio show. He, you know, it is everything to him. And because it utilises the talent he has. He can do it, and it's really brilliant. And it's a great show as well.
It is.
It's a really great show. It's really
gifted.
Good. Yeah, yeah. It's really cool. Good stuff. Right, we've still got loads of tweets coming in. I've had a tweet again from the Heating Hub. It says, thank you, Vanilla Whip, for all your support on our hot dogs campaign. We've had 28 dogs enter our hot dogs competition in 4 days. So thank you. And can we have another shout-out, please? Blimey, they're leveraging it, aren't they? And we don't mind. We don't mind. So do follow the Heating Hub. Oh, look, I've had a tweet from Ashford Council. It says, morning, your bins weren't emptied. No, I know, I told you that yesterday. Yeah. Sorry about that. Can you tell us more details? No, it was 24 hours ago. I already dumped it somewhere now.
Do you remember?
I fly tipped it.
Do you remember a couple
I didn't. I'm just saying that. Yeah.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago we had Jules on, didn't we? And she was not happy with the council.
Yeah,
and
about then her we party
had,
wall.
And then we had, who did we have on as the guest with the, oh my goodness, I can't remember. He wasn't happy with another council. I think three of you had council issues.
Yeah.
Did we have any comeback from it?
Nope.
Nobody actually reached out to us and said,
nope.
Hey.
No.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. And the funny thing is, the reason that I was a bit maligny about Ashford Council is when my bins weren't emptied yesterday. Sorry about this. My bins weren't emptied and it annoys me. It just annoys me. Because what happens is, where we are, we have to put everything in 5 different bins. But the problem is, they all get knocked over. If you don't collect them, they get knocked over and spread all over the garden. And they're normally pretty good. And my bins are collected on the first run at like 6 in the morning normally. Well, by 10, nobody had collected them. So I went into the website. I thought maybe there's a problem. Maybe I've missed the day or they've changed the day or something. I went into the website and it says, if you have a problem, here are the ways to contact us. And the first one was Twitter. And you know what I'm like with Twitter. So I thought, do it. So I tweeted them. Hi, my bins haven't been collected. 24 hours it took them to reply to the tweet. That's not working, guys. Yeah, this is the 21st century. This is instant communication.
Well, hold on, it's working for them because they didn't have to do anything for 24 hours.
But I got to go and pick up the mess.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. St. Ronan's School, first to perform Andrew Lloyd Webber, School of Rock. Love, love, love this. It is 40 years since Webber's production of Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat made its debut and following in its footsteps. So Andrew made School of Rock available to schools to perform the West End hit, which has recently just been awarded Outstanding Achievement in Music at the Olivier Awards. So this show really gave an insight into the students' individual talents, vocally and musically. And the show had an on-stage children's band, including Giles Penny on guitar, there's your shout out, Max Yates on drums, plus an off-stage adult pit band with two dads supporting. I love this. So Mr. Jerome Davies on bass guitar and Chris Thompson on drums, lead brilliantly by Sam Easton and Tony Pape. So that, I just love this. I love this fact that we are inspiring our children, they're part of it, and we're becoming creative. Really important.
Absolutely. I've got a tweet here. I'm not sure if I can read the small print, even with my glasses on.
Do you want me to have a look?
You could do.
I'm joking.
You could come around here and see. No, it's all right, I'll do it. The tweet is from Home Instead, Tunbridge Wells. Home Instead underscore TW is their Twitter handle. And I believe that Home Instead are a care company that look after you in your home. And they say, hi, Vanilla Web and the Business Bunker team. Please could we have a final shout out for our event this Friday in Tunbridge for businesses. Thank you, Simone. And the event is a free event on Friday the 28th, that's this Friday, 3:30 in the afternoon till 6 p.m. And let me just click on this because it's really, really tiny print. That's better. Information Advice Marketplace for businesses and organisations. It's taking place at the Agile Centre, Tunbridge, making your business a better place for elderly and vulnerable customers. Yeah? Got that?
With it.
So it's making your business a better place for elderly and vulnerable customers to do business with you. And it's a free event. Each year, thousands of pounds are taken from elderly and vulnerable people all over the UK. By working together, we can help reduce the amount of money being scammed out of our local shoppers. We'll be running two workshops at our event on the 28th of April to give you and your staff the skills to improve your business to better support everyone. It says, see the reverse of this flyer. That's not going to work.
Just turn it over.
Yeah, I would try. It's supported by Home Instead Senior Care, Warner Solicitors, Abbey Financial Services, Tunbridge Dementia Friendly Community, and Tom Tugendhat, who's the local MP. And you can find out about it. And the best way to find out about it is to follow them on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle is homeinstead_TW.
Nice. Sally Marshall's having a breakfast seminar, 8:30 till 10 a.m, including tea, coffee and pastries. Members are £12 plus VAT, non-members £16 plus VAT. Perfect for new and small businesses, sole traders and established businesses. Marshall's consulting help business owners free up their time, focus on their vision and increase their profits. Now, how does networking work for you? It's on the 19th of May. And why do you need to know the numbers in your business? It's the 16th of June, and that's Kent Invicta Chambers. So book at kentinvictachambers.co.uk.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Alex Waterton. He says, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker. I'm listening into the Business Bunker Radio. Fantastic show. Could you tell people about F-Keys? We're running free Office 365 productivity taster sessions. You need to follow Alex. If you use Microsoft products in the office, you need to follow Alex. He is an absolute genius. He knows everything about office products. He's the most amazing bloke. If you want to know anything, he came to my office, right? I've worked in IT 40-odd years. That's how old I am. He came to my office, right, and he spent an hour with me looking at my email inbox. And when he left, I actually had managed to answer some of the emails that I put off for over 3 years. He just blew my productivity out of the water. He just made it so much better just with a few tips and tricks on how to organise things. And he knows that about every Microsoft product. Do give him a follow. He's the most amazing bloke. He really does know everything. F Keys. Give him a follow. He's lovely. Alex Waterston. Fenster Art Consultants and Kent Enterprise Trust invite you, all of you, to a business network event with a difference. Please join us for open networking whilst enjoying the recent installation of artwork throughout the office. From 5:30 p.m. until 8 p.m, stop in when you can or stay for the entire event. It's the artwork Oysters by artist Mandy Broughton. At 6 to 6:15, there's a 5:30 start, and at 6 to 6:15 there's an introduction by Fenster Art. That's the lovely Anne, who's an art consultant, and Kent Enterprise Trust. At 6:15 there's open networking, wine, soft drinks, and nibbles. And that's things to eat rather than me just sneaking up on you. sorry about that.
How many moments are we having?
No.
Honestly, it's never like this, ever.
I'm in one of those moods,
I'm
afraid.
It's never normally like this bad, is it? We might have one or two.
Yeah, no, I'm going for it. I'm going for the burn.
You're going for double figures today, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think if I'm
going to get in trouble, I'm just going to get in trouble big time.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Event to be held at the following time, date and location. Wednesday the 17th of May at the Kent Enterprise House, which is number one, The Links, Herne Bay. Or you can book your place at eventbrite.co.uk/creating-links. So do check that out. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to talk to our next guest.
Good. Let me set up the live, because normally you go straight into it.
I'm not thinking
plan it
of
out
you.
A little bit. Yeah.
Shall I plan it out?
Yeah. Keep
shall
going.
I think about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, shall I talk really slowly until she's ready?
Go on, I'm ready. I'll
are you ready now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, that's good. She's ready now. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker
show. Not yet. I'm joking. Go on.
See what she did to me there. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show for the very first time the lovely folks from Channel Facilities Management. We're joined by Joe and Darren. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Thank you for coming along. I know you had a bit of a dash here because you had to go and see a client up at the other end of Kent earlier this morning. So we really do appreciate you being here. Thank you for joining us. We've got loads to talk about with you. Why don't you start off, though, by giving us a bit of background to the business, like how long you've been going and the kind of things you do.
Oh, that's going to be difficult. We've been going coming up nearly 3 years.
Okay.
Same as you girls.
Mm. Yep.
We do all soft services, so cleaning, security, pest control, grounds maintenance, painting and decorating.
So it's a range of things. Because when I talk about you, I tend to talk about the bits that I know that I use, which are the cleaning and services. But you do a range of other things as well, don't you?
We do everything.
Right.
Pretty much. Anything soft services.
You don't chair all the events I chair,
no? No, we don't.
No, it's all right. I'll just check in. I don't want you muscling in on my business.
predominantly our biggest service stream is cleaning.
Right.
And we use no chemicals to do any of it. So
okay. I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute, because that's a real unique stuff. So I want to set the kind of parameters about who you are and where you are. So tell us where you're based, because you're based in a really rather nice location as well, aren't you?
We are. We're based down in Deal.
Yep.
With your sponsors.
You're a Betshanger.
Yeah.
So you're on the old... For those that don't know, Betshanger was a coal mine, a colliery. Which shut down back in the 80s.
Mid-80s.
Yeah. During one of the big strike things there. It was derelict for many, many years. And then in the last few years, it's been turned into a sustainable park, has it not?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it, really nice it is too.
Yeah. Headlake College have taken it on.
Yeah.
And it was the old Foulmead Park.
Yeah.
So people still know it as Foulmead, but it is actually Betsang's country park.
Yeah.
So it's a lovely, lovely area.
Yeah. And you have offices there. Yeah. I take it the offices, I've been to your offices, and nice they are too. I take it that's the old colliery office or something like that.
Yeah. Administration, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So I just thought it was worth telling that, because it's an area of the county, actually, that a lot of the rest of the county don't go to too often, because it's kind of France, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's some nice places there. I did some events in Pine Calyx as well, which is the eco place there.
Yeah.
They're very eco-friendly over Deal Way, aren't they?
Certainly are.
Yeah.
We try to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about that now, because it is your big USP, or one of your big USPs.
Yeah.
You've got this thing about... all of your cleaning materials being non-chemical.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just step me through that, because when I came to see you, you showed me some of the things you do, and you showed me some interesting stuff from the point of view of not only is it chemical-free, but the way that you can package it, put it together, and the amount of use you get out of the products you use was really quite impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's all super concentrated. So very cost-effective to use.
Yeah. You buy like big drums of it.
You can, or you can. We can supply it in sort of 250ml bottles.
Right.
You know, we range normally a 900ml bottle, so just short of a litre.
Right.
And for a general purpose cleaner, it will make 180 750ml trigger sprays.
Wow.
So if you go down to any of your local shops and buy a bathroom cleaner, we can, you know, sort of supply that. Cost in use is around 7 or 8p.
Blimey.
So it's a real big cost saving.
Absolutely. And that enables you to reflect that in what you charge your customers for.
Exactly,
for,
yeah.
Yeah, for what you're doing, which is fabulous. Can I, I mean, I guess the question on everybody's lips is, isn't it just water? What is it? What is it if it's not chemical? And how does it kind of work?
Good bacteria, enzyme. So it's pretty much like if most people get up in the morning and have a Benecol or a Yakult or, you know, one of those types for the stomach.
Yeah.
It's along the same principle as that type of product.
Okay. So it's got an active bacteria in it
that
consumes dirt and grime and rubbish and stuff like that. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk that? I'm a bit gobsmacked about it. So I'd never really thought about it. I talked to these guys about it, and I never thought, well, how does it do it?
Yeah,
I just seen what they did and knew it did it. So, yeah, we'll have some of that. Okay. Yes. All right.
Yeah, so as soon as the water will activate the actual bacteria, you've then got a 28-day shelf life.
Right.
In its concentrated form, anything sort of up to 8 years.
Right, okay.
At least.
Right.
It's only because the manufacturers have only been in the UK for 8 years.
Right. Okay. So it could last longer. So how did you, what made you want to do it like that in the first place? Yeah. And when you started your business 3 years ago, did you start with this in mind? So did you say we need to start an eco-friendly cleaning company and facilities company, or did you start a facilities company and go, do you know what, we could be eco-friendly?
Well, I've been in the industry about 25 years now. And I've worked for a lot of the big players and enjoyed my time with them. And sort of as you go through, you learn different things.
Sure.
And one of the things that was quite apparent was that the chemical products that were out there, okay, they do a job, but it was the ethical side of the cleaning that obviously the London sort of like base where I was you know, more and more companies in London were wanting to become eco-friendly and green. So it was one of my, when I was with a previous company, I was asked to do a trial of enzyme-based products and find biotechnology. And I found this fantastic company that had only just come into the UK. They are a global company, but they'd only just come into the UK. And we started working with them. And as I say, 3 years later, 5 years later as it was, I was fed up of driving up and down the M20. And up and down on the train, and sort of decided, you know, with Joe to start Channel Facilities Management.
Okay, cool. And so, you know, that's kind of a bit like the ladies earlier. It, based on your background and your experience, and you've taken that and, you know, and done what I was saying right at the front of the program. You've tried something. In your case, it worked.
Yeah.
It wasn't a failure.
Yeah.
Which is great. But you've taken something, you've experimented with it, it's kind of come up trumps for you, and you've now deployed it and you're making it work. One of the things that fascinated me, and this is going to be quite hard to describe on the radio, is you showed me some of the, you know, some of the operatives that work for you and how they do it.
Yeah.
And I just made loads of silly jokes about Ghostbusters and stuff like that, because that's that kind of machine. It's a backpack and stuff like that. Can you describe it?
One of the things that we're big on as well is obviously our USP is our product.
Yeah.
You know, there are other companies out there that use it, but we are sole users of the product. So we are, you know, experts and professionals in what we do.
Yeah.
Not saying that they're not, but...
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're exclusively using this,
exactly.
And that's what you're doing. Yeah.
So the other parts of the you know, we use backpack vacuums.
Right.
As opposed to your normal tub vacs, you know, that everybody sees sort of like laying around in offices and...
Henry's
and things like that, yeah. So we go one step further and actually use a hybrid backpack.
It's well neat. It really is. It's real Ghostbusters.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
You mean that I could have a backpack vacuum for my house?
You can. You can.
Would you like me to trial one?
You can try one.
I would love that. The kids would definitely do the vacuuming then, wouldn't they?
Who are you going to call? Bird. Bird busters.
It's a really good bit of kit, because one, you're not dragging anything on the floor. Two, you can plug it in and do sort of, you know, a 30,000 square office floor, office space, then if you walk down the stairwells, which 9 times out of 10 don't tend to get vacuumed in offices and you know, properties,
sure. Yeah.
You can unplug it and walk down the stairs because you've got 2 battery packs on it. So it will still work.
You must feel like Superman. You must love what you do, doing the vacuuming. You've got to. And I'm not being funny.
No,
that's
absolutely.
That's a great gimmick.
I won't open my
You
shirt.
Should have come in and said me today. I would have loved that.
But it's
seriously.
It's serious, though, isn't it? You know,
yes.
If you make something fun to do,
yeah.
Or make it easier to do, because if you think about it, if you watch most office cleaners in a big office complex, and we had the same with Fruitworks, which is a big building, you know, and it's higgledy piggledy because it's a Victorian warehouse, and we've got loads of stairs and different things. You're going to, you know, lug a Henry up and down that. You're not going to do an actually brilliant job on the cleaning, because by the time you've lugged it all the way up the stairs, you know, kind of knackered, and you go, oh, and then go down again.
Yeah.
Whereas the beauty of this, it's just like Ghostbusters. Brilliant. It's really neat.
I think the great thing is that it helps to speed the operative up as well. So that then allows them to carry on with other duties that maybe they may have taken longer doing vacuuming.
It's neat, and I like the fact that you've kind of thought all of this through and experimented with it to make it work, because it ticks a number of boxes in a number of different areas, doesn't it, if you think about it? And it's such a simple thing, really, you know, to say, look, instead of dragging it on the floor, I'll put it on your back.
Put it on your back, yeah.
So, you know, it's not massive rocket science, is it? But the amount of difference it makes in all kinds of areas, in terms of productivity, in terms of depth of clean, and in terms of manoeuvrability, are awesome, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The other big thing with the products as well is that, you know, I haven't done the litmus test in the studio at the moment, but our toilet descaler, you know, and it's the same with all of our products because they're all pH balanced.
Right.
One of my little sort of things, and I know you spoke on the show last week with Martin, is that, you know, we can actually taste it. So I will show you what it does to lime scale. And then
he drinks toilet cleaner.
Yeah.
Just hold that in your mind for a moment. Just hold that in your mind.
Yeah, and taste it. But it's the way that it's been made. You know, is it's so safe. So schools and care homes and places like that. It's actually, you know, phenomenal. And you know, one of the big care homes that we look after in Kent, down in Deal, is Martha Trust.
Right.
And they absolutely love the product. We don't do the cleaning. They have got their own cleaners in there. You know, the porters and whatnot. And you know, we supply them and we guide them every step of the way with the different products and how to do things.
Does it work?
It does work. You know, it does work. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, Fruitworks, we've had it for a couple of weeks, 3-4 weeks now, and it's you know, you'll start seeing the benefits, because one of the biggest things is for places like care homes, schools, where you've got lots of throughput, you know, hot desking areas, and places like that. The product, a chemical product, is as good as it is as soon as you've wiped the surface.
Yeah.
Once you've wiped the surface and walked away, that's it. Somebody comes along, sits down with their germ. It's on the desk, on the table, on the surface. Our product, after about sort of 10 applications, you've now got a good film of bacteria.
So it builds a barrier.
Yeah.
Effectively.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. And I was kind of thinking of the toilet descaler as well.
Yeah.
Because that's fascinating, isn't it? Something that is so non-toxic that you could almost drink it.
Yeah.
I would probably recommend drinking a lot of it, but knowing how difficult it is to shift, to shift limescale. I live in a very high limescale area, so it's something that my sinks and my personal house is something that, you know, I spend a load of time cleaning, because it's always building up limescale, and it's not easy stuff to shift, is it?
No. The thing is, you know, with the products that we use, it is a live bacteria. So once we've applicated, you know, it doesn't take it straight away. You know, we have got a couple of other products that will go with it, which has got the wow factor. And it's then maintaining that and the products that we use, obviously, you know, keeps it down, so, you know, we maintain it really well.
Right, cool. Blimey, there's so many things there, isn't there? It's just so cool. And as you say, that there are other people in the marketplace probably using some of these products, but not necessarily exclusively. Have you This is a horrible question, probably, but do you know where the industry in general is going? You know, I mean, is there still experimentation going on with this? Are the manufacturers, the guys that you use, they're an overseas company.
Based in Canada.
Right. Okay.
Company's called InuScience.
Right.
And we work very closely with InuScience UK.
Right.
I've used them for about 6 or 7 years now, obviously, right. not with Channel, but previous.
Yeah.
And the guys there, they're always looking at sort of new concepts, new ways of doing things with the product. And it is literally down to the concentrated dilution rate. So,
right.
you know, what you need to put into a 750ml bottle
right.
to then make it actually work. And right. at the moment, but,
a 750ml bottle is like one of these spray bottles.
One of your normal spray bottles that you would buy from, you know, any one of your supermarkets.
Yeah.
But literally, you're putting less than a tablespoon.
Wow.
A teaspoon.
Blimey.
Yeah.
So I think going back to about where it is in the market at the moment, everything is very, everyone's trying to be very eco-friendly.
Exactly, yeah.
So not only the products that we use are non-chemical, but it's also the processes that we use as well. So all of the products only use cold water, so that's reducing your carbon footprint for heat.
Yeah.
And we also use processes like flat mopping systems, so there's no buckets of water being wasted. So we also reduce your usage in water as well. So it's a whole package, really.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot here.
Go on, put us on the spot.
No, I'm not, because I'm on fairly safe ground here. I'm saying this. I'm not asking you to say this. Quite often, a lot of eco-green products can be quite expensive. But I don't think you are.
No.
And that is also a huge difference, because a lot of people will pay a premium because it's green and eco-friendly, and they can be expensive.
I think one of the things for us is it's what we do.
Mm.
We don't have another offering.
Yeah.
So we can't turn and say to you, just as a figure, we'll do it for 50 quid using this chemical product, or we'll do it for 100 quid using the eco-friendly product.
Yeah.
For us, it's what we do.
It's all or nothing.
And
yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So we have to, but we are competing against sort of, you know, our industry, like most industries, but our industry is very, very aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, sort of, you
can lose a huge amount of competition.
Yeah. You can lose or win a contract,
a
couple of hundred quid,
yeah.
you know, a couple of thousand pounds, you know, and it's that close.
Yeah.
And it's like Joe said, it's the entire process about what we can offer. So we don't just come along and go, look, we can sell you the product. It's, you know, our total sort of combined package that actually, you know, sort of supports, you know, our clients.
Right. Okay. You know, as a client, I can corroborate that. You're very competitive in terms of what you're offering, which is unusual. You know, in my experience, it is unusual for a green product. And I think that's an added bonus, because it makes it more affordable. So why wouldn't you anyway? Do you know what I mean? So even if you go to a business that eco, whatever, who cares, I just want my toilets cleaned, it's easy to dismiss an eco product if it's more expensive and stick with what you're doing.
Yeah.
But with you guys, there's no need. Yeah. What do you care how you know, if that doesn't bother you, how you cleaned it, as long as it's clean and done at a proper price, what do they care, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think, and like I say, it's because our products are super concentrated. When we start, if I was to email you the price list, you would go, oh, that's quite steep. But then what you've got to remember is that a 5 litre of one of our products will probably make somewhere in the region of about 1,000 spray bottles.
Right.
So you go out and buy 1,000 spray bottles of, you know, a bathroom cleaner.
Yeah.
Even if you went to one of the
Pound shops.
It's still £1,000.
Yeah.
You know, whereas ours, you know, when you're talking sort of 7 to 9p per spray bottle, you know, there is an outlay initially, but obviously once you've done that, you've then got it sat there. I mean, we've put our general purpose cleaner into a very large client down in Dover.
Right.
And one of the 5 litres lasted for about 14 months.
Wow.
And it was used daily.
Right.
So.
Right. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to talk now about your business.
Mm-hmm.
You're based in Deal, in the lovely Bettshanger Sustainable Park. Where do you cover? What kind of area, what kind of region, how far do you go in terms of the business that you provide?
We do all of Kent.
Right.
Essex, London, and wherever anybody wants us to go.
Right,
to
so honest. You're not averse to traveling?
No, not traveling. At all. No.
Okay. No. That's cool. We've talked a lot about the cleaning side of your business. Just for the last few moments of this, do you want to tell us a little bit more about the other kind of things you do? Because you do security, you do pest control, you do a few other things.
I mean, that
there's a couple of pests I want to get rid of, okay. So I've got some questions for you.
But that all comes under our sort of like Channel FM banner.
Right.
Our sister company, which is Structura Software Limited, that is our offering for, it's an online-based, cloud-based cleaning software for FM companies that they can purchase a license for.
Right.
And basically that all works on productivity, square footage of or square meterage of buildings.
So this is a piece of software that you offer to other facilities management companies that enables them to work out how to do what it is they need to do?
We put a bit more science behind the actual finger in the air, you know, or trying to calculate how many people are in the building or what, it's literally, we can sort of like drill it down to how long it would take to clean somebody's desk, a washroom, a car park, whatever it may be. So we can literally pinpoint the exact time.
Okay. And that piece of software, did that come out of something that you developed for yourselves and then you've gone, oh, this is useful, we could sell this as a product?
Yeah, I mean, it was something that I've worked on for probably the last sort of 3, 4 or 5 years.
Right.
I've worked in other organisations where they had a similar offering.
Right.
And it worked, but obviously various people tweaking things and, you know, it stops working.
Yeah.
And what I've done is we've got a tech guy in, software builder, you know, coder, who's built ours bespokely, and it is bespoke. We are selling it through the Middle East out into Dubai, and we've just been accepted on the Singapore government's preferred supplier list.
They like their cleaning in Singapore, they mate. Do. Chewing gum's a death penalty there. No, absolutely. And that's fantastic, and that's really cool. What the other parts of your business are?
Any soft services, so security, catering,
right?
Not so much catering. We try and steer away from those because we've got some close contacts that we would put it to.
Okay.
But
grounds maintenance,
right.
Pest control. You do pest control as well.
We do.
I just want to talk about that. You can't do pest control eco-friendly, can you?
Not really, no.
No. So, yeah. Well, I suppose it all depends what you call eco-friendly. A shotgun's, you know, pretty clean, isn't it? You know, bang, you know.
That's what you call a pest.
Exactly. Well, exactly. Mm. Exactly, Tracy, yeah. Mm. No, it is interesting that, you know, one of the big things that I think an awful lot of people suffer from are pigeons with buildings, you know, and you get these spiky things that people put on their building, and then people complain about them. You know, it's not fair. But, I mean, they don't spike the pigeons, do they? It's just to stop them roosting.
Yeah. It stops them settling on the actual ledges. So.
Exactly. So is that the kind of thing that you're involved in doing?
Yeah. Netting and things like that, yeah.
Yeah, and netting. And absolutely. Fantastic and interesting discussion about all the things that you do, especially the cleaning and this green approach to it, which is just, you know, really, really novel and unique and different, and really liking it. So where do you go from here? What's the big plans, guys?
Well, we've been we're in the final for the Green Business of the Year Awards.
I meant to mention that. I did see that you'd been nominated and accepted as one of the finalists, which is a fantastic achievement. Well done.
We're really excited about that. So
Do you know when we hear about this?
It's June.
Okay.
Yeah.
July.
Not long.
Yeah.
You're on tenter hooks.
Yeah.
And where's the award ceremony taking place?
It's at the brewery in London.
Right.
So, we'll be up there in July.
Chiswell Street, is it? Street Brewery? I know.
I'm sort of being quiet because Joe's the one who sort of entered us into it. Right. He kept it quiet, he didn't tell me, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're finally.
Yeah, we're actually finally.
Oh, nice one. Yeah, nice one.
Didn't find out until I checked the website.
And that's a green award. Yeah. Is that specifically within the facilities industry, or is it green awards in all kinds of fields?
All kinds of fields.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so there's various categories.
Yeah.
There, you know,
okay.
There's some real big names as well, you know, Sainsbury's and Lloyd's of London and whatnot. They're all in there.
Tesla.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, we wish you much luck with that. I'm sure you're going to win something. I feel it in my water. Yeah, my bacteria-friendly water.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Punk Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. If people want to find out more about Channel FM, how can they do that? What's your website, Twitter handle, and all that malarkey?
Website is channelfm.co.uk, so yeah. Nice and easy. Mm. People do say, you know, are you a radio station? And
yeah,
it's obviously not, no. Our Twitter handle is @LimitedCFM.
Right.
And our Facebook is just Channel Facilities Management Limited.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Brilliant. The website is linked on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you want to follow that up, you can click on that and find it, and that will be there forever. Darren and Joe, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Punk Show. We're nearly at the end of the show. But Channel Facilities Management, more power to you. Keep on keeping on. And we'll keep our fingers crossed. Do come back and let us know how you get on with those awards, because we really do want to know. Sure. And we'll let everybody else know, because I'm sure they'll all want to know. For the moment, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Paul.
That's a pleasure. We're almost at the end of the show. There's not much longer to go. We've got dozens of tweets and emails and all kinds of things still coming in. Alex is saying... Oh, he's talking about your cleaning products. So it's saying it must be child-friendlier too.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, one of the reasons that they do it in schools and things like that. We've been asked for a shout-out for Select Technology. They're a hosting company. And FKs this Friday are doing Microsoft Excel training sessions with them. So that's a shout-out for them as well. Bird, have you got... an email or something to read?
Yes, last one of mine. Can you believe this? It's all right. I was still in my live streaming mode.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Yes, that's all right. Westerham 4th Wednesday networking. Inaugural meeting, 26th of April, 10:30 till 12. God, I don't even know how to say this. Squirries?
Squirries.
Is that a word?
Squirries.
Yeah.
It's a place.
Huh. Squirries Tasting Rooms in Westerham Valley Farm.
Yeah.
Beggar's Lane.
Squirries, actually.
It's a what?
Squirries.
Squirries.
Yeah, it's a house. It's a gorgeous house owned by Henry Ward. It's absolutely lovely.
We are pleased to announce an exciting new business networking event for Westerham on the 26th of April, 10:30 till 12, kindly hosted by...
Henry at Squirries.
to be held at the stunning new...
Squirries.
Training rooms, tasting rooms in Westerham Valley Farm, Westerham. So they look forward to seeing you. Now, where do you get hold of them? Email info@sevenoakschambers.com, or you can find out more details from Judy Phillips on 01732455188. And that's the Seven Oaks District Chamber of Commerce team.
They are a wine grower. They make sparkling wine there.
Oh, nice.
Very nice it is too, yeah. Cool. Join us for a super glitzy, glamorous evening of fine dining and entertainment. Linda and Mario Garcia, Pink Charity Gala Ball in aid of breast cancer now. On Thursday, the 11th of May at the Ashford International Hotel, 6:30 till late. The evening will begin with reception, drinks and entertainment from jazz singer Lisa Barrett-Smith, whose magical voice covering songs from the Great American Songbook will set the mood for the evening. And then during the sumptuous three-course dinner with wine, you'll be entertained by the world-famous magician Etienne Pradier. His unique skills and charismatic personality have established him as one of the finest exponents of close-up magic. I can corroborate that. He's brilliant. He'll also be doing an after-dinner show to keep you entertained. And after Etienne's performance, the amazing evening's entertainment will continue with the fantastic Jason Alan Sway performing tribute music to Michael Bublé, voted Best Male Vocalist at the National Entertainment Awards. And the rest of the evening, you'll be listening to Here Come the Girls. And I know them, that's Joe and Donna, and they are absolutely brilliant. So that's the Pink Charity Gala Ball in aid of breast cancer now on the 11th of May. It's 75 quid a ticket.
Wait for it. Are you going?
I am. Are you?
Yes.
We're both going.
We are.
If we knew seven more people,
we could have got a free ticket. I know.
Because if you book a table of 10, you get one free ticket.
We don't know many people.
But we don't know enough people. Really, yeah, we didn't even know each other was going.
We're going as well, so...
Are you going as well?
We're cool. Going, yeah.
Oh, what a great laugh.
So if you want to go, it's 75 quid a ticket or 675 quid for a table for 10, which is a price of 9. And to do it and book it, you email pinkcharityball@alluxi.co.uk Or you can go to Amanda's website, because Amanda's organising the event, which is butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk/charitygala.
Love it.
Cool. Do you know what time it is now?
Let's do it.
Channel Radio News Update. It's that time in the show where we do the Federation of Small Business News Roundup. I've got a number of events that are happening. I'm going to read them out quickly. I'm not going to give you booking details, because the way to do this is to go to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, click on the FSB tab, and all the booking details are there for each of these events. So I'm going to run through these quickly. On the 27th of April is the FSB Connect Networking at Tunbridge, and that's at Tunbridge Old Fire Station, which is a fabulous venue. And the guest speaker is David Taylor, who's a digital marketing specialist. On the 10th of May, the FSB are major sponsors, and they have a large stand at Kent Vision Live, which is the big, what used to be called 2020, up at the county showground. And there's a special stand offer for FSB members. So if you haven't got a stand already and you're a Federation of Small Business member, you can get a reduced price stand, basically. On the 11th of May, save the date, is Women in Business Brunch, and that's in Sevenoaks. On the 17th of May is the FSB Connect networking event at Tenterton. That's at the Secret Pantry Cafe at number 100 the High Street, and it starts at 5:30. On the 18th of May, the women are back with an FSB Women in Business golf taster session at the Tudor Marriott Hotel in Bedstead. So if you want to learn to play golf and you're a businesswoman and you want to do it collectively, that's the place to be. On the 27th of June, cool, blimey, is the Women in Enterprise. Essential business tools to untap your potential. Yeah, there you go.
You're not going to win women over like that, are you, with that attitude?
But seeing as seeing as they're all banning me from being there by having women-only events...
That's all it is. It's because you can't MC it.
I know. I'm getting to the point where I don't really care anymore because I can't go. Yeah. What is this all about? They'll do anything to stop me going to these things. That's what it is. They'll have one for Martians next. They'll go, it's a Martian business meeting. So you can't come, Paul. On the 30th of June is Network and Inspire with the Next Generation. And that's an Eventbrite event. And it's Skills 3030, which we've got a bit more detail about in a minute. So that's a roundup of that.
Introduction of the Lifetime ISA. From April the 6th, the government introduces a new individual savings account, the Lifetime ISA. It's been particularly targeted at the self-employed, with FSB research showing just 30% of self-employed people are saving into a private pension. Savers need to be under 40 and can then put up to £4,000 a year into the new ISA. And the government will top up the savings with a 25% bonus. So that's you and me out.
Yep, absolutely.
And me.
We're right.
Who cares about that then?
Yeah, we're all too old. So don't forget that.
Right, yeah. Don't worry about that one, anybody.
Yep. There have been tax changes for contractors who are contracting in the public sector. This affects IR35 tax status for those who are self-employed and who undertake public sector contracts. It will serve them right. HMRC have lost 70% of their staff who have walked out because the new rules aren't suiting them. So it'll serve them right for making stupid rules. Go.
Childcare Choices website. You can now pre-register for the government's new childcare offers with the launch of a new Childcare Choices government website. On April the 28th, the government will be introducing the tax-free childcare scheme for parents of the youngest children and will be gradually rolled out for all parents through 2017. Tax-free childcare will replace childcare vouchers and provide tax relief for both employees and, for the first time, the self-employed. Hurrah! Childcarechoices.gov.uk.
Fantastic. There's been changes to the VAT flat rate scheme. There are changes to the tax rates and eligibility criteria for some small businesses who use the VAT flat scheme. Rather than the standard VAT system, the change affects those deemed to be a limited cost trader, where your VAT inclusive expenditure is a very small chunk of your turnover. So once again, they're just trying to take more tax, basically, is what it boils down to. And we've got time for one more, Bird.
Has your business been a victim of a bank transfer scam? FSB has received growing anecdotal evidence that scammers have been defrauding small businesses through tricking them into transferring money to fake bank accounts. So basically, the FSB are keen to hear about your experience. They need additional evidence of the impact on small businesses so they can take it to the government, and that banks can take a stronger action against fraudsters. So please email your story to either Ben Baruch, so it's B-A-R-U-C-H, or Richard Hyde.
Fantastic. That brings us to the end of our FSB News Update.
Channel Radio News Update.
I've had a tweet from Tracy who says, I love the sound of a Ghostbusters vacuum. I struggle on my narrow Victorian stairs, she says. There you go.
Honestly, that's your selling. It's that's your selling amazing, point.
Yeah.
Cool. It's brilliant. I love it.
Hey, anyway, we're at the end of another show.
Can you believe it?
And it's packed again. Went really quickly, didn't it? Thank you so much for joining us. A huge, huge thank you to today's show sponsor, Betts Hanger Sustainable Park, to our guests on the show today, the lovely Nikki and Tracy from House to Home Estates, and Joe and Darren, who I'm sure are equally as lovely, yeah, from Channel Facilities Management.
You can see how this show goes.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, all of you. It's been fascinating insight, loads of interesting feedback. Coming up for the rest of the evening on channelradio.co.uk, at 4 o'clock we have the lovely Mademoiselle and Natalie Benake with Kent Creative Live Show. That's at 4 till 5. And then at 5 o'clock, Mr. Craig Avery, the lady's favourite, the man with the stripy socks, with his celebrity interview and music show from 5 till 7. That's the Craig Avery Show. At 7 o'clock we have Joe Whaler with his rockabilly show. At 9, we have I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, which focuses still
have we ever
on 1967.
No.
The music and goings-on of 1967.
Out of this world.
Yeah, unbelievable. Really nice. And then, of course, as always, on Channel Radio, we finish off with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two.
Full drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So as always, we end up with the Club Culture show with the fabulous Boy George at 10 o'clock here on Channel Radio. We will be back with the Business Bunker show on Friday.
Yes.
On Friday we will at 12 o'clock.
With Amanda Flanders.
With Amanda Flanders. and the Bunker Extra show.
Yes,
for an hour, and she's got great guests.
She has got great guests.
She's got a great guest. She's got a great co-host. You're both, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, you're the co-host and the guest.
Yeah,
absolutely. So yeah, you can hear from Bird again and some other interesting people.
It'd be great to see how the energy takes with that new show.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so I'm excited for it.
Yeah, so do tune into that. We'll be back on Bunker One next Tuesday.
Next week.
Here at 1 o'clock.
Pre-show.
Have a fabulous
show.
Week. Yeah, with a pre-show show and everything else. We'll be back next week. Have a fabulous week and we'll see you all soon. Thank you for joining in.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.